Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to bring in Arjun Singh from Jaisalmer, India. We go around the world with Arjun every Wednesday. And Arjun is the proud new owner of a rain shower showerhead. Hi, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
How much did that cost? The rain shower
It's $10.
Now, in this country, it's $49-some, but over there, because you got it. Did you get it from Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah.
But $10 is relative. Probably yeah. 40. So.
Now, did you install it yourself?
No. Actually, here it's a big problem. You can't call anyone like a plumber or electrician, and they just come back. It's not like this. We have a very few people there working for as a plumber or as an electrician. So we go to their homes and we call them, or we just leave a message to their family members that we want their service, and then we give their numbers to them, and then they call. Fortunately, they call. So, but being a teacher, the people, lots of students, they know me. So I gave my number. I went there yesterday and I just left my numbers at his home, and he called me back late night yesterday. And then I said, I have that. If you can come and you can just install it, that would be very fine, because I want to do it before the Wednesday, my radio show. And yes, he did it. And actually, we didn't start it yet. And maybe tomorrow we will start it, and we will just enjoy this. But we got it and we installed it. And I think this is the same which you wanted me to install. I think the same photo you sent to me. So it's your head shower. But it's very interesting, really. It's very interesting, and I think it will be a special gift for Gidra, and he will enjoy it a lot.
And the nice thing about that shower head, by the way, it uses like 60% less water.
What is the water pressure situation there?
Well, we keep the water tanks on the rooftop. So it depends. Sometimes, like my home is a double story, and we keep the plastic water tanks on the rooftop, and so I can't say that it's with the great pressure, not like a jet, but you can stand and you can take bath, so water comes, but not with the pressure, because we have the houses here. I think the maximum they are 3 or 4 story, but most of them, our houses are a single story or a double story, so we mostly install the plastic water tanks on the rooftop, and the people use it. And to store the water, in each and every home there is a underground water tank, and so I think it's 5,000 liter or sometimes 6 or 7,000 liter water. We store it in the underground water tank, and then with the water machine we just pump it, and we have some plastic tanks on the rooftop, so we fill it whenever we need it. So like I have two plastic tanks on the rooftop, so in a week we again refill it and we use it. So I can't say that it's with a great pressure, but if you are under the shower, I think you can take bath easily, not a problem there.
All right, so bath, yes. Bath and shower.
Well, there is no pressure behind that, no pressure, right. It comes automatically from the water tank.
So that would be interesting, because you remember, you know, and this is truly an around the world comparison, because, you know, obviously a friend here was recently from Scotland, and he was staying at the Interlake, and you had the same thing when you were staying at Home Farm. But is that Americans have remarkably good water pressure and are used to that compared to the rest of the world.
Yes, people aren't used to it. Feel like they're being attacked.
And in America, the water is very cold, as I experienced at the Home Farm. Really, it's cool, and it's very very cold. And I think for us, people like us who are born in desert, you can think what the importance of the cold. But the plastic tanks which we install on the rooftop in the afternoon, if you think to take bath, I think you will make a huge mistake, because for that you will have to wait for more than 3 or 4 hours, maybe in the evening or in early in the morning. Then you can get a little bit normal water. Otherwise, it's very hot in the day. In the afternoon, you can't even just think of taking bath at that time.
Yeah, that's absolutely. At least you don't have to worry about your hot water heater. Hello?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
No, at least you don't have to worry about hot water heaters, which...
No. I have never seen any water heater in Jaisalmer. I don't think, I can't even imagine for what. Every time the temperature is about 115 and 120 degrees Fahrenheit in the afternoon. Even from last week today, every morning when I wake up and I just go quickly out of the home to see some clouds in the sky. But unfortunately, no more clouds in the sky every day. So I think in this year, unfortunately, it did not rain here in this year. And so this is not especially good news, because 15th August, as I think, we celebrate that 15th August in the schools there. Every time we have some greenery in the school at that time. But this year, not a single grass there. So it's a bad news for all people here in Jaisalmer, especially for villagers and for animals, because it didn't rain this year. So maybe, who knows? But still, there are predictions are there, and people say that it will rain a lot. But what the difference I can feel that now more prayers in the temples, people are ringing bells in the temples there. So I can understand everywhere, even in the village where I went in the morning today, I saw lots of people. They were just gathered in a temple there, and they were praying for there. And I can understand it's only for water.
And the rainy season, which I get confused. We've been doing this show for quite a few years, and I always thought that it was basically June to August, September, but there's still time, is there not?
Yes, there is August, I think. August is the last month, but we need two or three times. If you are a farmer, then you need two or three rain in a season. But if it rains once, okay, the grass, good for animals, but for a farmer, it's a bad news because you need two or three times. So we missed, I think, one or two. And if it starts right now, maybe in this week, then that will be first. So they have missed one or two chances they have already missed, because it did rain everywhere in all part of India, everywhere, in south, north, everywhere. Even 300 kilometers far from Jaisalmer, there is a town called Bikaner. It did rain for more than 5 or 6 hours continuously, and people were worried about that, and it was on news everywhere. And we were waiting, because we are in that same direction that it will rain here in Jaisalmer after a couple of days, but it didn't happen. And we are on the last station when everything stops here. The train comes to Jaisalmer, that is the last station. Everyone, this is the last station, but not for the rain, because it stops a little earlier before Jaisalmer.
All right. Well, enjoy the water showerhead in good health. Enjoy the rain in good health.
And let's hope for the rain.
It will come.
Oh, okay.
It will, it definitely. Will come. We will wait for that.
Yeah, and Marshall, we will send to temple specially for this.
That's right. Hey, Arjun, have a great week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir. But when I see your green T-shirt, I feel myself, thank God, it will rain.
That's right. There you go. You got it. Thanks, Arjun.
Thank you.
That is Around the World with Arjun Singh here on Robin Hood Radio.
You know, some